Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Tech and Business Report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Josh Sisko. The Department of Justice asking a federal judge to break up Google's lucrative ad division. Josh, what are the officials saying?
There's a couple cases against Google. The one that is at issue today is over its advertising technology business, which is the part of the company that allows advertisers and websites to place ads around the internet. And the government is saying that Google has an illegal, the government alleges that Google has an illegal monopoly in that market, and a judge last month found that that's the case.
So they want them to split it up. How do you split an ad? I mean, how does that even work?
So it's an incredibly technical, obtuse market, and there will be a lot of fighting over what to do. The government doesn't want Google to sell its advertising business. They want it to sell part of its business, part of like its software business that lets websites and advertisers put all of the display ads that you see whenever you go to a website. Like they populate sort of instantly with the website, and it's based on, you know, a tremendous amount of personal information around like individual web users. So it's that part of the business.
You know, these lawsuits and charges and accusations and things like that, they just take so long to get through the courts. Do we have any idea of when there'd be some sort of resolution, or if Google would ever make a move like this?
I mean, Google is not going to sell off big pieces of its company willingly. So there'll be lots of legal wrangling for several more years in terms of, you know, when this will all be resolved. I think between this case and the case over its search business, which is arguably more important to the company, that's more of like, gets it more of its like key sort of offering, the internet search. We're going to see this taking place over the next several years, I think, and ultimately it'll go up to the Supreme Court, but it's going to take a while.
And they are also involved in antitrust violation or antitrust lawsuits. Where does that stand?
Who is involved in antitrust lawsuits?
Well, Google. Google search has been involved by the feds, have gone after them for antitrust.
Oh, yes. Yeah, sorry. Yes. There's a pair of cases. The government, the DOJ is challenging its search business. They won a ruling last year that Google has an illegal monopoly in the search business. That's based on billions of dollars that it pays to Apple and other companies in order to be sort of the default exclusive search company on other certain big browsers and devices. And that is a separate case. They want Google to stop making those payments to Apple and others, and they want it to sell off its Chrome browser. And they're actually, the DOJ is in court against Google in two different cases right now. They're fighting over whether they need to sell Chrome and stop these payments. And now they're beginning this fight over whether to break up the company's part of the company's advertising business.
Yeah, that's a lot of lawyers' fees we're talking about. That is Bloomberg's Josh Sisko. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.